Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. We have Ann Morris and our scientists here for Friday. And, of course, it is the Good Friday, the day before the long weekend of Easter and Passover. And, of course, we're having our Passover Seder tomorrow night. It's an important thing to understand that there's only one truth, whether it's scientific, technical, geopolitical, medical, space, weather, whatever. And you've got some interesting topics and issues to talk about. And I'm busily working at pulling up your latest email, which for some reason or other is... Here it is. I got it. I got the latest updates. Updates from 3rd of April. Undulus asperitus, crazy cloud formations appear over Augusta, Georgia.
Ooh, those do look pretty strange. I'm putting this under climate change. There's a... In 2013, they found these clouds, and they're not shelf clouds, and they're not roll clouds. And they're trying to figure out how they're formed. And they appeared over Augusta, Georgia. And there's lots of pictures of them. It isn't like the National Weather Service doesn't know that they exist. And they're going to add them to the cloud list that students are going to have to learn. I'm calling this a part of climate change, and I just wondered if you thought that it was possible that this was caused by the change in the Gulf Stream.
I can tell you what's happening. Okay, what's happening in the upper atmosphere? And we talked about this with Professor McCanny. There's five layers to the magnetosphere of the Earth, and there's three layers in the Van Allen radiation belt. But the first two layers are the Kuiper magnetic field of the lithosphere, the crust of the Earth. The next layer is the ionosphere above the Earth that regulates the world weather, and it's integrated with the space ionic effects of the sun and the solar and plasmatic activity of the three layers of the Van Allen radiation belt. We have satellite-based weapon systems that are an upgrade from the HARP system that set up what's called scalar interferometry. So they create scalar, you call it waves, and what's called super waves in the upper ionosphere. And what they do is they inject nanoparticle aluminum, barium, and thorium that are paramagnetic. And then they hit them with specific interferometry fields to build up a scalar wave to create pinwheels to pull in storm cells or to actually create and modify weather. So when you see these kind of wavelets across the sky, as you saw in that over Augusta, Georgia, where I used to live, by the way, and practice in the late 80s in Augusta, that's pretty weird looking. That indicates that they're doing weather modification using scalar technologies. And when people say that there's normal weather on the planet, those people are fools and idiots. And I can tell them exactly how they do it using space-based weather modification platforms and scalar Tesla interferometry. This is very hard science. It's something that anybody that's interested in advanced radio and you're a ham radio operator, you understand that the ionosphere has been messed with. And they're doing that so they can steer storm systems. It's also disrupted by radio toxins from Fukushima Daiichi that changes the ionosphere. So, for example, after Fukushima, the large surge of radioiodine punched a giant hole in the magnetosphere of the upper atmosphere over Alaska and the North Pole, and they had a major surge of ultraviolet light caused by that. What it does is that the radioiodine and other exotic radioisotope volatile isotopes actually destroy ozone, interfering with the normal formation of trioxy molecules in the upper atmosphere, forming ozone that blocks and absorbs far near infrared light, ultraviolet light spectra. So I think what people should understand when they see these clouds, it's a sign in the heavens, almost like in the book of Acts, you know, they shall look up and men's hearts shall fail for fear of what is coming upon the earth. What's coming upon the earth are globalist, satanic, and transdimensional maniacs that are demonically and satanically energized to reduce the world population, control the climate, create artificial drought, and destroy and cause major population migration to giant super cities, which they predicted by 2050 there will be 66 cities of 5 million or more. There are 85 to 90% of the world's population will be super concentrated in these highly concentrated hives. And that's what the globalists want. They don't want rural communities. They don't want people in the so-called wildlands areas of any continent. And they're purposely creating drought to destroy the food source and to reduce the world population and prepare the population for life in a hive.
Life in the hive, huh? Are we going to be the drones?
Yeah, and they want to make a sexless, we call androgynous drones, and reduce human fertility and make it actually illegal to have reproduce unless you're licensed. And you'll have to submit your gametes to a laboratory to create a polar body exclusion. And you go down to the laboratory facility. They'll have some kind of, what we call a facetious name that they'll call it, like, you know, the Life Center or something, where you'll go there for the birthing ceremony where your baby will be taken out of the artificial uterus.
My
son's new wife, Amanda, just had a little baby, and Matilda, a little girl. The globalists don't want us to wildly reproduce, which is why they won't fix Fukushima, why they're creating drought in California and Texas. And don't tell me that they can't change the weather, because they could cause massive floods in the 1960s over the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Vietnam. So what people should understand is what's going on is a criminal and satanic scheme by out-of-control maniacs.
There's a movie out called Code 46 that talks about that very scenario. So, all right, well, let's move on to Ebola. That was about enough. That should have woken up everybody who's listening. Ebola, we had a British military nurse, and she came back from Sierra Leone and with Ebola, and they also brought back about 18 other people that she had contact with, and I think most of them now have passed the 21-day incubation period. But she was very sick, and she was treated with a drug from China called MIL-77. It's similar to ZMAP. And she has now been released from the hospital in the United Kingdom. She is the first Ebola patient anywhere in the world to be given this drug. So that we've been waiting to hear, because it's been about 2 months since we heard about her. Then we have an American healthcare worker.
It must be a monoclonal antibody, too, then, like ZMAP, which is made in tobacco.
Well, I don't know how they made it. It's like ZMAP, but I don't know the
experiment. Yeah, we don't know what the... It could be bacterial-based, or it could be plant-based. The danger with these recombinant things, just like we're using recombinant poliovirus to kill off cancer cells and glioblastoma multiforme in the brain or solid tumors, is that the recombinant virus might acquire new genetics and become the super killer of mankind. So on the one hand, it can kill and selectively lock on the receptor of solid tumors like glioblastoma, but they might also spread. Same way as when we see Ebola. Ebola can become endemic in the populations like in the West Indies and the Caribbean. And so people should realize that this is not a benign thing. Ebola is trying to embed itself in Central and South America.
I agree with you. And what happens with Ebola is that it gets established in the mammal community. And it lives in mammals, but it kills primates. So you see the great apes and the gorillas and the chimpanzees are dying over in Africa from Ebola. But it's carried by the carnivorous mammals, the dogs and the cats and the bats. So once it gets established in that carnivorous mammal community, then it's endemic. And yes, it could become endemic in the Caribbean, could become endemic in Mexico, and even in the United States. And I don't know what they tested her for. If they just tested her blood, she probably still has the Ebola virus in her reproductive organs and in her eyes, possibly.
Right. Yeah, the problem is, you see, unless you test, like these Indians were really good scientists when they tested that gentleman last several months ago, and he had had Ebola last, I think, July, and 3 months later in September, they detected it still was the 7. He may be a chronic viral spreader of this RNA virus that can grow intracellularly, just like AIDS virus or mycobacteria, so... very scary stuff. People don't understand what we're dealing with. These are end-time plagues, and they are coming quicker and faster and more deadly all the time.
You're right, Dr. Bill.
And we have something I'll say in response to that on the spiritual level when we come back, because it's read out of the book of Genesis with Moses and the plagues of striking the earth. If you don't think it's God trying to tell us to wake up, it is.
What if Americans could have A, better health, B, a lower incidence of cancer, and C, a lower occurrence of fibrocystic disease of the breast, all from simply consuming more iodine? Nutridyne Iodine from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com is the answer. The toxicity of modern life is adversely impacting iodine levels. For example, Americans who are more exposed to fluoride than other populations have a desperate need for more iodine. Edgar Cayce's diatomic iodine, known as Nutridyne from NutriMedical.com, is a universal pathogen killer that helps regenerate cellular energy. If you suffer from low thyroid, chronic fatigue, mitochondria function, or to just feel better, then take a few drops of Nutridyne every day. Order Nutridyne at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
And welcome back. Just a few weeks ago, it was actually in the published literature that Lyme disease, which is an enterocyte or spirochete, and there's three different subclasses, Lyme, Ehrlichiosis, and Babesiosis. The best test for measuring whether or not you have an immune response of your T cells damaging your mitochondria in your cells and central nervous system is the iSpot Lyme that measures...
Hello?
Sciences in Los Angeles with Dr. Aristo Vigidani. The plagues are spreading like crazy, and people should understand that now we have plausible. Internationally migrating birds, but some of these bugs are really deadly. And what's the latest news on the spread of these various super flus that are spreading around the planet, like H5N2, and this one that you mentioned in Alaska and also in Asia, from China and South Korea, H9N2. What's going on?
Well, this is very interesting. The H9N2 has been found in Alaska in two wild birds. And the H9N2, although it's an avian influenza, is not reportable because it doesn't seem to kill poultry. The only reportable avian flus are the ones that kill poultry because it's an economic basis. But the H9N2 that they found in Alaska matched the strains from China and South Korea, and also the strain that they just found in Egypt. And that means that there was no mixing along the flyway. That doesn't mean it might not change again, but it hasn't yet. And the H9N2 isn't reportable, like I said, because it doesn't seem to kill poultry. And this little boy in China, he died, and they did a test on him, and he was 3 years old. But the poultry around him were not sick. So now we have an H9N2.
Ooh, that's real scary. Now, you go to these homes in China and Southeast Asia, and you find they actually have their chickens on their roof. People say, well, they opened the chicken yard. No, the chicken yard is on the roof of the house.
Yeah. And it is, the H9N2 is found in Asian poultry, and it's endemic in Egyptian poultry as well, but it's only rarely been reported in humans. And it's been reported a couple of times. In 1999, there were two cases in Hong Kong. In 2003, there was a case. And then 2007, a case. And then most recently, in December of 2013. But even though it doesn't have pandemic potential, and I'm going to put that in quotes because who knows which ones of these, of these super flus are going to turn into a pandemic, because it has so many H's, you know, it's got all the H's in there. When it mixes with, for instance, the H5N2, it contains the H component that would make it fatal to humans, and so it turns other flu viruses into human fatal or flu viruses. In all of these, for instance, it says that it played a central role in the H5N1, the H7N9, the H5N6, and the H10N8. And they all come from mainland China. Now, I think we've talked about that before. There was an epidemiologist in China who decided he was going to make all the HN combinations in his laboratory. And it sounds to me like he has done that. Anyway, they all first appeared from mainland China. They think that they came about through viral reassortment in poultry, but that's not sure. And they all carry internal genes from the H9N2 virus. So even though they have the HA and the NA genes that are different, they all carry the internal genes from the avian H9N2.
Right.
And that's kind of like the Eve gene. You know what the Eve gene is? That's the mitochondrial DNA.
Right, yeah.
And you can use that mitochondrial DNA to trace lineages all the way back to the first female.
Right.
Supposedly. And they've gone a long ways back. I mean, they've really been studying this Eve gene because they want to know how the different ethnic groups developed and where they changed and what made, you know, why that made a difference. So that's what this H9N2 seems to have. It seems to have a central, it's got, it, even though the H5 and the N2N1, the outer, the ones that we use in our nomenclature, But they also have internal genes, and they all seem to have these internal genes from the avian H9N2. So now we have it in Alaska, and it's the same H9N2 that is in China, and it's also the first one that is in Egypt, where the little boy died. And this is, to me, this is very serious. I'd certainly make it reportable, but they don't have to report on the H9N2 because it doesn't kill the poultry.
Interesting. Now, that the danger with this is that as the virus recombines, and there's just five receptor binding domain genes that need to make it highly infective to humans.
Yeah.
And obviously, enough of those genes are present that this virus can grow in the airways. It also has to have the genetics to grow at the right temperature in the upper airways or lower airways. One of the dangers of some of these flus, like the H7N9, is it grows very well in the lower airways at a higher temperature than the uppermost and so on. And what its primary job is to induce what's called a cytokine storm, which is why we have things like power C and full vitamin K2 and other things that will stop the cytokine storm. What people should understand is that it's only a matter of months or years before we have a large enough super plague that civilization crashes and burns. And, you know, I want to use a scriptural reference here. It says, and in that day, they shall close up the waters of the sky so it shall not rain. We're not talking about physical water. We're talking about spiritual water of truth. But also when they have the right to strike the earth with any plague they wish. We're not wishing plagues on the earth, but we're prophesying that with the science behind us and the biblical truth behind us, that if man doesn't repent of either playing around with recombinant genes or change the hygiene of our aircraft or how we conduct international commerce or how we allow the embedding of very serious viruses in animal populations, including our pets, we're going to have a super plague, and it's going to strike and kill a lot of people. It's just a matter of time before something far worse than the Black Death of 1347 strikes the planet Earth. And it could be multiple plagues at once, not just once. But, you know, you've got a long list here, Anne, of other really, you know, what I call horrific things happening. The MERS coronavirus, 50 newly diagnosed cases, a new strain of leprosy, which is the Hansen's disease, mycobacterium leprae, discovered by a pathologist. And if you look at the CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research and so on, things are beyond nuts. And this isn't open for people's opinion on it either. It's one of those is things. That's why I don't ask for people's opinion on something that's already a fact. I ask them to raise better questions about the issues that are already laid out in front of them. But things are beyond bad. They're beyond worse. They're cataclysmic. They're apocalyptic. And only God can solve it with scientists like yourself and me that are actually submitted to the Most High to provide solutions and tell the truth to the people of how dangerous it is.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Now, and there's an interesting thing is, in terms of space weather, we have a total eclipse on the moon on Saturday morning, April 4th. Shadow of Earth will fall across the moon, which, of course, makes the blood moon, which is, again, occurring on Pesach Passover. This, by the way, is one of the final blood moons. It's a warning sign before the Shemitah year, which is the end of the Hebrew calendar, which brings on the Jubilee year the next year after Sukkot, or the Feast of the Tabernacles of David, which is the little booths that they have, the booths of David with the palm branches and the ulav and the utrug fruit that they have as symbols that they used to have at the time of the Passover. And, of course, they talk about the different things they use at the Passover supper. So it's interesting, all these things are happening, and it's going to, this fall, we're going to have a total solar eclipse about 2 weeks before over Israel and Jerusalem, and then a total lunar eclipse, but it's going to be also a supermoon over the planet, which is going to occur on Sukkot. So some very timely, I call signs in the heavens telling us that things are starting to rock and roll. And so tomorrow, we're going to have a total a lunar eclipse, which is, I call, a sign in the heaven given by the Most High that's prophesied in the Bible in the book of Genesis.
Yeah, it's also called the pink moon.
Or blood moon. They call it blood moon.
Well,
because,
it'll be the blood pink moon.
Yeah, when you look at it, it looks like...
They name
like
all the moons, all the full moons in the lunar calendar, and this one happens to be the pink moon, but it's going to be red. It's actually...
Yeah, yeah.
time. They said that like because the total eclipse won't be until after sunrise, we might not be able to see it here.
No, we won't
but
be able to see it here.
You might be able to see it. You might be able to see it.
Yeah, we may be able to see it over here in this side of the country. I think I'll be able to see it over Israel. So when we look at all these different signs, it's pretty... a lot of people don't want to believe this. For example, the MERS coronavirus, the 15 new WHO confirmed cases.
And that was just this last week.
Right. And then we have, of course, the European Organization for Nuclear Research. We know that there's been a deal made with Iran. And Iran's going to cheat. It's like trying to make a deal and expecting some, honesty. And let's see, if you're having a relationship and a man makes a relationship with a prostitute, he knows she's going to be fooling around because that's her job. So The mullahs are going to lie. I mean, they're not releasing all their highly enriched uranium that goes beyond what they need for fuel rods. So they want to have nuclear bombs. And a nuclear-armed Iran means a nuclear-armed Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and these other countries. It means a nuclear war is coming in the Middle East, which will trigger off a world war. And world war means, bear bombers over the United States coast of major cities, submarine-launched nuclear missiles from the large Russian submarines that are 3 to 5 times the volume of our largest nuclear carriers. One Russian nuclear submarine can take out every city in the United States over 50,000, just one.
Yeah.
And that's only their submarine-launched, not their land-based nuclear missiles. People should understand, although we have slightly more nuclear missiles than Russia, they have far more throw weight in terms of the total nuclear devastation that they can create. And they have to also understand that a lot of the nuclear missiles were not removed by satellite countries. For example, Kazakhstan, most people don't know this, which is a Muslim country, and Astana is the super capital, like looks like you're visiting some city in the late 21st century. Kazakhstan has tons of nuclear missiles on the Baikonur Cosmodrome there. Is a repository of the largest supply of nuclear materials, even bigger than Rocky Flats on the planet. There's nothing worse in terms of nuclear waste than Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. And most people won't hear these names again unless they say, how do you know all this stuff? I said, well, because I work with these guys in the nuclear industry and I know what's going on when I took care of the guys at Rocky Flats and Nova that were doing toxicology tests on the groundwater and the air, etc., and they realized that, they were told it wasn't toxic, but they should have been in hazmat suits when they're walking around because they had chain-link fence and deer and people walking around thinking they're going to just hike around the area. In fact, the area was highly radioactive. So, as much as you think things are bad, they're far worse than you can imagine. The only reason why is that God has his angels holding back the winds of destruction on our world. Period.
Yeah, I know a female engineer, and she was over at Aberdeen on the East Coast. And, she was at the Savannah River Project. And so they were going to take her on a tour around the facility. And, it's a big facility, so she had a driver and a Jeep. And they told her, don't get out and don't touch anything. Well, they came across a tortoise that was in the middle of the road, and she got out and she moved it to the side of the road. When she got back, she had to go through decontamination. That's how radioactive these sites are.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Fukushima Daiichi is a good example. We talked about this last night and every Thursday on the RENS network. Fukushima is not a decommissioned site. It's a radioactive waste site. It's a site where actually the MOX Reactor 3 was making plutonium pellets for detonation of nuclear weapons. And the Japanese have been, with their collaboration, developed the most advanced nuclear weapon system outside of Soviet Union and Russia. And the number 3 nuclear power is not Israel, it's Japan. Israel is close behind it as number 4. And then you get France and Germany, France and Britain, the third nuclear power is Japan, and people should have grasped that. China's way down around 7th or 8th because they're even behind Pakistan. Pakistan's way up there, probably with as many or more nukes than Britain or France. So.
Well, the movie The Sum of All Fears has an atomic bomb that gets set off in Baltimore, Maryland.
Well,
if you should be close to a nuclear bomb explosion, and I'm not saying that you will be, but you know, just in case you were, what you need, there's three things you have to remember: time, distance, and shielding.
Right.
You have an initial amount of time to get away from the radioactive dust, and you'll be able to see it in the sky. If you're close enough to see the radio, the cloud that forms, and you'll see what direction it's going by the winds, you want to go at right angles to that. And you want to get as far away as you can. What will happen is that the federales will set up perimeters. There'll be a hot zone, there'll be a clean zone, and in between there'll be a, well, we're going to rinse you down zone. And if you don't get out, then you're going to be stuck in those zones with 100,000 other people, and it's going to take them a while to get to you. So the first thing you want to do, you have some time, and you want to get out of the area as fast as you can.
What do you think their treatment plan is? Because I worked as a simulation at the Federal Center in downtown Denver with a radiological bomb with the FBI and CDC and hazmat team. So I actually was appointment under Reserve Admiral John Hughes on the federal government operation. Do you know what their primary treatment for people that get radioactively contaminated in a closed zone, let's say they set perimeter around the core of downtown Denver? What's their treatment?
They wash you down. They take all your clothes off and they wash you down.
No, they shoot you dead and put you in a body bag. They don't have hazmat decon facilities. I sent this directly to the CDC and FBI director and the people in hazmat. Said you should have mobile showers pre-placed in hospitals around the country. And you should be able to get them on Hercules C-130 jets to move to other areas if you need to, immediately. And you have to have decon showers. But no, their primary treatment is to shoot you dead and put you in a body bag. And when they set up a perimeter, if you try to get out of it, is to shoot you dead and put you in a body bag. There's no plan at all to decontaminate people. None. People need to know that. They need to know your federal government is a malicious bunch of maniacs that really don't have proper plans in place. They need to have these decon showers set up in places around the country in every major city. They need to also have a selective way of getting people who are not contaminated out and test them into a decon facility by these hospitals and then re-release them through a process to make sure they're not medically injured, whether develop acute cerebral or cardiac or other radiation injuries. So what do you think of that?
Is it possible to reverse osteoporosis? Yes, thanks to Collagen Max from NutraMedical.com. Collagen Max, Bone Builder, and Micell D3 are all bone remineralizer osteoporosis rejuvenators. Collagen Max is one of Dr. Bill Deagle's top wellness products at NutraMedical.com. It supports growth, development, and regeneration of connective tissue like skin, bones, and cartilage, and helps hair, nails, and certain membranes such as mucosa membranes. Collagen Max, together with Bone Builder and Micell D3 from NutraMedical.com, is the proven program for reversing osteoporosis and osteopenia. Get 60 capsules of Collagen Max for just $47.95 when you order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back. There's a couple of other news items you have. And some of them deal with, you know, assault rifles. We know that Obama's tried everything he can to get rid of .223 ammunition. We have black teens attacking this commuter, white commuter in St. Louis. Every day these kind of news stories are popping out. And if you look at the Drudge Report, you know, and I look at the top, it says 93,175,000 Americans not working. It's a record 12,202,000 blacks not in labor force. Record 56,131,000 women not working. I mean, and then you see a smile face with a buss on. And March jobs lame. Well, they're lame because we've got a lame president. And the jobs we have are MIC jobs. We're not allowing the creation of new industry. It's beyond crazy, and it's actually easily solved, though. There has to be a revolution of people's spirituality and in their intellect to ask tough questions, realize most of the time in their public education and in their churches, in their public political systems, their law schools and their medical schools, they've been taught lies. They've been taught to regurgitate rather than ask questions and question the system and get to the real truth. That's why even the situation that Jesus said where, and this gospel, the gospel he says, I am the way, the truth, and life will be taught to the whole world, and then the end shall come. That gospel is we have to rely on God for all wisdom, all knowledge, and all solutions to problems. That's the first step. And you know, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself, but first of all is to love the Most High God with your heart, mind, and soul. Upon all these two, all the commandments follow. It's pretty simple what Jesus taught, but it's not being really preached in the church. The people need to pick up their scepter, take their spittle, take their beatings, take their being fired, take their persecution from their relatives, their bosses, and their friends for standing up for the truth. And I even see it in the conservative Christian organizations across America. I see them doing nothing, whether it's dealing with the abortion issue or the defense of marriage or letting the far-left extremist liberals persecute people because they refuse to serve, gay or lesbian couples because they have a cake shop and they don't want to bring a cake to a lesbian or gay marriage. I think it's their right to refuse it. And I think it's nervy that society and government thinks that they have the right to impose those things. So what happened in Indiana. What do you think about that situation in Indiana? I think it's obscene that Indiana even backs down and says, hey, no, we'll take it on the chin. No. What Jesus taught was turn the other cheek. Do you know what the other cheek is in Arabic and in the Middle East? This cheek is a cheek that you strike when you're a child and you're disciplining your child. The other cheek, is called the other cheek, and this is, by the way, from the Middle East, from my Lebanese heritage, is called the cheek of death. If you strike this cheek, we're going to be in a death struggle until one of us dies or dominates the other until the other one's dead. That's striking the other cheek. So in other words, what you're saying is do not strike this other cheek because we will be in a death struggle until one of us dies. It's the opposite of what you're told. If someone strikes you in one cheek, give the other one what he's been saying. And, of course, the same thing with Jesus. If you've got two cloaks and someone asks you for a cloak, you got to give a cloak. But you can't take the food out of your own mouth and give it to someone, or you can split it in two so you both starve slower, or you give one of your cloaks. But Jesus is not telling you to let people abuse you or make you a doormat. What he's saying is you're an I and a we. Everyone counts. We can't go and say, well, we're just going to bomb Iran and kill all these innocent people or do drone strikes like Obama killing 200 innocents. And then when they people try to help the bodies and the EMTs come back to try to help the people who are bleeding to death or had limbs blown off, we have a second drone strike. And these are teenagers and young 20-year-olds that are getting burnt out in Atlanta and other facilities operating these remote drone killing machines 6,000, 10,000 miles away. What we have to understand is we have a government that's so evil, we should call him the minion in chief. How's that for Mr. Obama, the chief minion of America? That's what he is. And he's not just a stupid man. He's extremely capable. He's very intelligent, and he's very evil. He's not incompetent. Yeah, he's dissembling America. He's destroying the Christian right and the foundation of our Constitution. But what he's really doing is he's doing everything that his master, Satan, wants him to do. This man is evil. He's not just a passive puppet. His strings have been cut. This is a willing puppet. A very evil man. We can pray for him because it'll bring on judgment on his head. But he's been an avatar child destroyed from birth. The same way as Hillary Rotten Clinton, the highest dame in the Masonic, if you want to call it, wizardry and witchcraft that runs literally the world and in the Western world. That's why there's no rules for her, and the justice and the State Department can come out and make, you know, Taki can make these stupid statements that, you know, well, there's one rule for Hillary Clinton and one rule for the rest of us. So as people approach this weekend, what's your advice, Anne, as they approach this weekend? I tell people to get courage. I mean, it's already settled that we are already, in a sense, heaven starts the day when you serve God. But when you serve God, you have to serve it with courage. And heaven is today. It's not when you die. It starts today. I feel I'm in a heavenly relationship with God now because I can do his will. And I don't have fear of people killing me or harming me or delicensing me or trying to savagely destroy me or attack my reputation. Because to me, my only reputation counts for God. And if people want to reflect on the fact that the only way you're really going to save a world is if our blood, our life, is joined with the blood of the sacrifice of the perfect Lamb, Yeshua, Jesus. And we're not going to be saved by technology or hiring the best politicians. We're going to be saved when each one of us becomes a bondservant of the Most High and a son or daughter, an eternal man or woman that'll hear and do the will of the Most High despite our friends, neighbors, and our family. And we'll do the right thing despite persecution by idiots or the far left extremists that want to say, how dare you invade women's rights by blocking abortion? How dare you not honor alternative sexual lifestyles and so on and so on? Well, we don't need to. And I tell people, you know, the problem is that the globalists want this, not because they like alternative people or people that sin. It's because they're easier to control when someone has no morals, isn't it?
Well, I know that when I was in the workforce, I worked for a big corporations, and all during that 25 years, they were getting rid of anybody with morals. You right. didn't get promoted unless you do what your boss wanted you to do.
I got fired so many times for being moral, it was obscene. And even persecuted by my colleagues when they tried to abort my daughter, who was born just a few weeks ago, 22 years previous. And I had supernatural visitations to tell me, don't worry, God's going to save this little girl, my little daughter, Kelsey. And, of course, we just had a granddaughter now yesterday, Matilda, from our oldest son and his new wife, Amanda. You know, God preserves us even through the evil of us and our relatives and our world. But we're swirling in a world of evil, and we have to stand up against it. And the biggest problem I see right now is what I call gutless churches, gutless politicians, gutless lawyers, gutless people who pretend to be righteous in their own mind and they have their own idea of what is right and wrong. There's only one right, God's will, period. Anything else other than God's will is wrong, even if it looks good and smells good and tastes good. That's it. And that's the way. As I tell people, you know, if you will contact me, I'll pray with you, not only for healing, but I'll pray for healing of your mind, body, and spirit to give you your spiritual name, which is those four Hebrew letters written on the white stone that God gives you, as it says in the book of Revelation in the spirit realm. My name is four Hebrew letters, means keeper of the way, slayer of the dragons. The first dragon is your ego. The way is to follow the way of God, which Jesus taught and died for. That's why it was a perfect sacrifice. And what I see happening in our world is a world hell-bent on self-destruction and it's terminal. If I walked into the ICU of planet Earth and gave a diagnosis as a senior member of the staff, I'd say, well, looks like this patient, human race, will be pulseless with fixed and dilated pupils before supper. That's what I'd say. Unfortunately, well, that's where we're headed.
Well, I think that some of us will survive.
Well, there'll be a remnant, but the remnant will exist coming out of the world because they'll be in safe cities or communities. They will have prepared physically and spiritually for what's coming. They will realize that the plague's coming on the earth because of man's evil. Even when some of these appear to be, quote, spontaneous, they're not. And, of course, even our strategies, man is pretty clever. If we're submitted to God, we'd collaborate to get rid of the drug trade, the illegal and immoral use of medical drugs, their polypharmacy, they're used in the wrong way. The illegal wars to create dialectics so we can economically dominate other parts of the world and take their resources and kill their population off with sterilization. And if people think, well, no, this is not really happening, that's a conspiracy theory, you're a moron, you need to get a wake up and smell the spiritual coffee. Jesus died because of this world. This world killed him, not just in the past, but the present and the future.
And he was the first man to rise from the death.
Right, he's the Omer, they call the first fruits. But we also are his sons and daughters. We also carry the scepter of the Most High. And let's raise that scepter this weekend and not realize that to resurrect our earth and to resurrect mankind, we need to start serving God.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.